When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, let's do what we do every single, well, normally Monday, but in this case, Friday. Basically, our first show after a game, we crank up the Bat of the Bone Award. So we haven't had a blame ball edition for about a month and a half now. Six-game winning streak. It's a game ball edition. Devin, I believe this might be the first time that you've ever been in the Bat of the Bone Award.
No, I've been in it before.
Last year?
Last year, and then for the Phillies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was that the bad version?
Second, yeah, it was the bad version.
Oh, no.
So I'm happy we get to do a positive version
today. All right. So Richie always, you know, it's he always it's gets the easy one because he gets to go first. John
He's
Richie.
He's our Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Yeah, the Kyle. All right, John, we're going to
take that.
Five game
I'd
balls handed out today. Who
was
you giving
meant
a game?
As a compliment, John.
Yeah. Who are you giving a game ball to today? Bat of the Bone Award, John. Who do you got?
I feel like I give it to this guy most weeks. Saquon Barkley is my favorite player. He's the best best running back we've ever seen in Philadelphia, and that really does say a lot in terms of some of the backs here. My gosh, growing up on Wilbert playing, having a chance to play alongside Brian Westbrook, it says a lot. And Saquon continues. Last night he was 2 yards shy of 200 total yards. He's doing it. Catching the ball, checking it down, getting what's there. And the joy that he's playing with, it feels like it's special to him too, which makes me appreciate it even more.
Yeah, no, it's a good call. Devin, who do you got for Bat of the Bone Award?
I got to go with a guy who I hope Howie extends like right now, and that is Zach Bond. I mean, he was all over the field. He made some crucial plays, 15 tackles, fourth down stops, pass deflection.
That
he's
was
just
so
become
athletic.
Such an unsung hero in this defense. And I also love, I don't know if you've seen his comments about just playing here in Philadelphia. He feels like he kind of has this renewed sense of teammates and family in this team. And Saquon Barkley actually made similar comments, but it just shows how close these guys are. And I think Zach Bond is a really great leader on and off the field for that defense.
Seltzer, who do you got for a game ball?
So my top two are still on the board, and I know that Rhea's going to take one of them, so I know for a fact that that's who she's going to take, so I'm going to leave it for her. I'll take my other of my top two.
Yep.
I'm not joking when I say this. I was thinking about it a lot last night. Quinyon Mitchell is the best Eagles rookie I've ever seen in my life. Period. He is the best I've ever seen. The numbers on Quinyon against number one receivers, I don't know if you guys have seen this. Ready? Like, this is insane. All right, just quick. Drake London, 1 catch, 5 yards. Chris Olave, 2 for 23. Mike Evans, 2 for 19. Amari Cooper, 1 for 10. Malik Nabers, 1 for 9. Jamar Chase, 2 for 19. CeeDee Lamb, 1 for 5. Terry McLaurin, 0 for 0. Like,
it's
this
insane.
Dude is a freaking stud.
Yeah, he is. And I'll say this. Let's hope it doesn't fall off the way Jalen Carter did last year in season, because Jalen had a similar start last year and then faded in the end. But
not as good as that.
Probably
though.
Not as good. I agree with you. And I'll tell you this, James. I think your instincts are right. I think he is the best rookie. To me, the ones that stand out, Carter last year, Keith Jackson, 88.
Yeah, Eric
Quinyon,
Allen.
I don't even know as much about
Quinyon's
Eric
better. Quinyon's
year.
Better.
Oh, well, as a rookie, he might be. He's been unbelievable. All right, Rhea, game ball, Bat of the Bone Award. Who are you giving it to?
I'm accepting no slander of Jalen Carter this morning there.
Oh,
and
that
I knew it. That was my. Those are my top two last
so
night.
So he played all 66 snaps, 7 tackles. He's a beast. I don't know if you guys noticed, but on that failed fourth down play by Washington, they bobbled the snap because Jalen Carter was already across the line. Like, the minute he was absolutely completely disruptive last
You know,
night.
I actually thought, and I could be wrong because I couldn't rewind it where I was watching the game, but I thought maybe it was offsides by Washington and not blown dead by the refs, because it looked like the snap was late and a guard might have moved. But anyway,
he was definitely moving. But I mean, it was literally, I think they were so afraid of Carter coming across
them.
The line.
He was unbelievable. Yep. All right, so I got two names left. I mean, there's a bunch of people you could give a game ball to. I got two names left. I'll give honorable mention to Sirianni, but he doesn't get the game ball.
Jalen Hurts, are you giving it to Jalen Hurts?
No, I'm not giving
what
it to
Jalen. What an upset that would be if you turned around.
Would that be great? As it relates to last night, but also the six-game winning streak, I'm giving it to Vic Fangio. I recognize the Eagles have better defensive players than last year, namely Quinyon and Cooper DeJean. Jalen Carter playing better than he did down
and
the
Bond,
stretch.
Obviously.
And Bond. And N'Kobe Dean.
Both.
Okay? All of that. However, you just get a feeling sometimes as a fan without knowing every element of X's and O's. And I certainly had this feeling with Larry Brown in 01. You just get a feeling that the sum of the parts are greater than the individual parts because a coach helps lead them there. And that's what I sense is going on with Vic Fangio. I still don't think the Eagles have a tremendous pass rush, but it's working. And I got to give that guy a lot of credit, man. I mean, he's seen a lot in the NFL. He goes back to the USFL 40 years ago here in Philly. And he has made, I believe, a monumental difference for this team. And hopefully we'll be here for a long time. I don't think he's, you know, I say a long time, 3 to 6 years. You know, however much longer he wants to coach. I don't think he's ever going to be a head coach again. And he's talked about he wants this to be his last stop. So hopefully he saddles up for the next half a decade and is the guy.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
It's great. Well, he doesn't want to leave his Phillies, man.
Well, that's part of it.
That's so cool. And, you know, Jim Johnson was the defensive coordinator when I was playing for Andy.
Of course.
And I don't want to say it's a similar everyone's got a unique situation, of course. But he was in a spot where everyone admired him. He was totally content being here, being the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. There was no expectation of upward mobility.
He got pursued time. San Fran came hard after him. And I believe the Eagles paid him a lot more money, and he stayed. San Fran around 02, maybe it was after Mariucci.
Everyone should
Something
have
like
been coming after him hard, but there was an understanding, you know, he was satisfied, he was happy here, and it's a wonderful place to be.
Yeah, it's great.
If Vic, and it feels like Vic is in the same spot. I don't know, I can't speak for him, but that really does feel comforting because he really is that good.
No, it's good stuff. All right, Elliot, your parts.
Can we also just give a baby game ball to Grant Calcaterra for that one play? Just a baby game ball, like what a play.
What a heads-up play. Huge play.